Welcome to the Empowered Women Rise podcast with me, your host, Lucy Bennett. Today, I welcome Nikki James, founder of Just Brand You. She'll be telling her personal story that has driven her to become a true leader for women in business.
Nikki is a brand strategist and a champion of women. So she helps empower women by finding their own voice within their brand. So Nikki, tell us a little bit about you and your journey so far.
Yes. So you're looking for my story here, aren't you? And like how I've got to where I am,
which is, I would love that.
A bit of an interesting one. So I don't know about you, Lucy. Did you ever hear back in the day when you were a kid that little girls should be seen and not heard?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah,
so it's a massive thing for me as well.
A massive, massive thing. And let me just mute that. I didn't even realise that was on. Apologies. So when I was younger, that was used all the time. And it's one of my signature talks. And I remember saying to my mum, like, I've got a chapter in my book, like my very first chapter is about little girls should be seen and not heard. And she said, damn right too. And I was like, sorry? And I was like, how are we still peddling this now? Like, that's absolutely insane. But unfortunately, when I was younger, little girls should be seen and not heard was a bit different for me, because I did that as a way to survive. It was a case of, you sit there, you be quiet, you get on with what you do, because otherwise your dad, who's a violent alcoholic so-and-so, is gonna, you're gonna get punished for being all the things that a normal kid would love. So that a normal parent would love, sorry. So things like just asking why and being inquisitive and dancing around the living room, like to Spice Girls doing Stop Right Now, like that was a pain in the bum for somebody that was obviously quite tormented, like, and he was not very well, and he found that really difficult. And I always remember like one pivotal moment with my dad, because I'm not gonna like unpack everything that ever happened, but I'm sure you can imagine like the result of me just being sit there, look after yourself, otherwise you're gonna get punished. But yeah. I remember one pivotal moment, and he went out. So my mum was at work in the summer holidays and he was looking after me, and he went out to get his like latest fix to the offie. And he said, when I get back, I want you to have lunch made. So he wanted ham and cheese sandwiches. I was 6 years old. So I'm like buttering this bread, making holes in the bread. Like it was ridiculous. Like cutting the cheese, I might as well have put the whole blooming block in, like, because they were not thin slices. The ham went okay though. So that was fine because that was already sliced. So I was like, great, excellent. Anyway, I'm chuffed to buttercups that I've been given this opportunity to be able to make this sandwich. Like, and I'm like cutting it all. The kitchen's a mess. Like it just looks an absolute bombshell. But I see him coming down and he's like walking down the garden path. And he looks like Jack Sparrow, basically, like absolutely like, ooh. And I'm gleaming from ear to ear, being like really, really excited to like show him this sandwich that I'd made. And he just lost it. And he just started screaming at me, being like, isn't our life hard enough? Like without you, like wasting money, like we're struggling with money. We've got debt collectors coming at the door. And it was in that moment that I decided that this was my fault. Like, I should have done better. I shouldn't have, you know, been in this situation where I was putting him into this complete and utter meltdown that he was having with me. And it escalated, and it came to a point that he picked up the knife off the side and he pinned me up against the wall and he held the knife to my throat. And I thought, this is me. I did this. And you know, like when you see a switch within someone and within that second he goes, like, completely and utterly pale, breaks down and like crumbles to the floor like a broken man. And I believe it's me. Now obviously now I'm an adult and I know it's not right and it's not okay, but I had to look after everyone from that point. Like my mum found out about everything, like we left him, like I became like almost like a parent, and my mum openly admits that. And it was really tough as a kid because no one ever really, I think I didn't have time to process that that was a wrong thing.
Yeah, completely.
And it's not really been until I got older that that's even become a thing.
Completely.
But I was so lucky, because I had probably one of the most amazing human beings in my life. And if it wasn't for her, I probably would have taken a really different path. And she taught me that when you're at a crossroads and you don't know what way to turn, that you get to choose how you're going to pay your strengths forward. You get to choose whether you go down the wrong path. And, you know, like many people that have gone through what I've gone through would have gone the complete opposite way and like derailed. But she was like, no, like, you don't get to be silenced. Like, you should be seen and you should be heard. And she taught me all the things about being like a powerful woman and having a voice and being seen. And she became like my biggest cheerleader and the person that I relied on the most. And one of the last things she said to me before she passed away was, you're more than this 9 to 5, Nicola, because Nicola's my full name and only she was allowed to call me it. You're more than this 9 to 5, Nicola. And I was like, what is this woman talking about? Like, who the blooming hell? Like, I am happy in my 9 to 5. I'm making 30K a year. Like, I've got my little junior designer underneath me. I'm fine. But it stuck. Like, and unfortunately, she passed away on New Year's Day. And I remember her every single day. And it's only been recently that I've realised everything that she taught me and everything that I've been through has got me to where I am now. And it's only been probably like the last 5 months that I've realised what my massive, massive driver is for what I do. And it's her teaching me that we should be seen and heard. It's her showing me that actually, as women, we do need to have voices and we are okay and we are enough and no one can ever let us feel the opposite. So yeah. I now want to like massively help women to feel that too. Like, I want, and yeah, people might not have gone through the things that I've gone through, but we've all had a moment, I think, as women, and I know we've had a little bit of a conversation about this before, we've always had a moment as women where we feel like we're not enough, or we've been pushed down in our place, or we've followed a trajectory because we think it's the thing that we need to do, rather than doing what we want to do, rather than embracing who we are. And actually, now I want women to be seen and heard, and I want to champion women to let them know that they are enough, and that we, you know, we don't have to be a product of our past. We can learn from our past and we can use that to pay our strengths forward.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you. What you went through was seriously traumatic, and something that, like you said, you know, some of us rise from the fire and some of us, you know, burn with it. And I've seen that in my life as well, you know, how some of us have managed to kind of deal with the issues that we grew up with and, you know, make our life better. And then others have kept in with the same theme, you know, that kind of we're the change maker, but they haven't been able to. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really resonates with me is that, you know, it took an empowering woman in your life in order to keep you going and transform you. And that's why you believe so deeply in being that empowering woman for other people as well. And I love that so much. It's such a beautiful thing. And it's, your grandma was called Betty, wasn't she?
She was called Betty. But I feel like, I mean, it's really funny because it was hilarious that you postponed yesterday because of your internet, because I actually got my book through, like the formatted version of the book. And the second page is my like dedication to her. And I speak about the fact that obviously her legacy lives on, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be helping women. I wouldn't be helping women to get themselves out there and to build successful businesses and to be seen and heard. So it's mad how we can think that something, just a throwaway comment or just being there for someone or, you know, saying the right thing at the right time because you don't know who's listening to you, actually can change someone's life. Like, I don't think she would have necessarily, if you'd have asked her when she was alive, I don't think she would have necessarily have thought that she was just being grand. Like, she was just, you know, I mean, and she was a force to be reckoned with. She was like one of those women that was going to tell you how it is. So I'm not saying that she was like one of those soft people that come and give you this massive hug and go, oh, it's all going to be all right. Like, she's like, go do the thing. Like, you get to choose now.
Yeah.
And it's really, I think that it's just mad, isn't it? And I think we don't realise how much of a difference we can be making in people's lives. And I think that was huge for me, is that I think that realisation over the last like 5 or 6 months or so of why I do what I do was huge. And I found that from my story as well. And just realising that having that empowering woman, it's almost like this pressure, I'm not gonna lie, of like, oh my gosh, this woman like empowered me to do so much, and now because of her I'm helping all these people, and I'm like, oh, I've got to live up to it.
It's amazing, and I'm so excited for your book to come out. So when is it going to be on the shelves to be able to
long 13th of April we're announcing it to the world. So yeah, and it's all around like the the my journey of not feeling good enough and how women don't feel good enough, and then actually how we can build our brands so that we can just be who we are. I just want people to like not feel like they need to be something they're not. And I feel like what I love about this and why I reached out to you, and I'm so glad that we're talking, is I think women feel like they need to be something they're not, and they feel like because of things that have happened to their past, they shape their future, don't they? And actually we can use who we are, like, and all of the things that we've ever been told before, like, to drive us forward, like, to realize that actually we can just be us and we should just be us. And yes, like, that's powerful.
It is powerful. I think a lot of people have the issue of not understanding who they truly are, though, the kind of lack of authenticity, because they've become so disconnected from their authentic self through life's experiences. And whether that be a major trauma like you unfortunately went through, or a minor trauma, like just a school teacher picking on them one day, or, you know, like I had a highly humiliating experience that I'm not going to say about, but I was 7 years old. And it sat with me for so long in my life. And I realized recently by working as well, like you have also worked with Natasha Bray, that it was actually that was holding me back in my business. It was stopping me from being seen and heard. This one incident where I lost my dignity, I was shamed in front of 30 other school children. I was 7 years old. I lost my power in that moment, and I was so ashamed of what happened that I didn't have the potential to be seen or heard. I was afraid of being laughed at. I was afraid of putting myself out there. So I was playing it safe in everything that I was doing in my business, at the same time wanting to be successful so much and not understanding why I was holding myself back.
And that's where it all stems from, isn't it? It's things that either we've been told before, experienced, and they don't always have to be massively negative things, but it is things that we've been told or heard or seen, or like even seen on the media. Like, we don't understand really how much that stuff affects us. Mm-hmm. So if you actually think about some of the ways that we talk to ourselves, like when we say, like, I always talk to my audience about this, and I'm like, well, you say you're not good enough. You say, who are you to achieve this? You can't work out what your differentiation is. You can't say why you're special. Why is that? Because why are you telling yourself all these negative things? Why, like, you wouldn't say that. I wouldn't come and turn to you and be like, so Lucy, you're not really good enough, mate, like, come on. Like, you just wouldn't do it. But you can say it to yourself, but you're not. It's because of all the things that have happened to you before that you don't even realize is still affecting you now. It's absolutely mind-blowing, isn't it? Like, when you think about it.
Completely. Another thing that you said that really resonated with me is that you didn't realize that what had happened with your dad was bad until you were in your 20s. And that's something I really can relate to, because there's so many experiences in my childhood too that only actually became bad for me when I was like 35 years old. And I was like, oh my God, you know. And this is the thing, I think we get to a point, and it's that kind of, it's this catalyst for change. It's the point that we decide we are going to change our own story, rewrite our own story, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, I think it's really interesting. I didn't realize like some of the things that, and I always thought it was like from my dad where some of my triggers came from with certain situations. But I think when you're a child, especially when something happens to you when you're a child, you don't necessarily know, because you're not educated to anything different.
Yeah.
So you just go along with life, but then you hit, you think you've dealt with that thing. And I think this is a big thing, is that I thought for a very long time that I dealt with everything. And yeah, I always thought that my trigger was always around my dad and how I was treated. And actually then, like, my grandma was like this empowering woman that like lifted me up. But a lot of my triggers came from the fact that people that should have been there for me weren't.
Yeah.
And that was where the trigger was. And actually it was really interesting you said that, because that was through Natasha that I worked with her. And, you know, that was where that trigger was, in that moment of me being like, hold on, like, why was this person not there for me? And it actually, and it's mad how you see then trends in everything that you do, isn't it? Because I now notice that I am there for everybody like tenfold, sometimes even to my detriment. And I'm like, what are you doing? But it's because I've not had that. So I've almost gone the opposite way.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, there's so much, like, it's, I think, until something's apparent to you, you're doing things like without even realizing you're doing them. And you almost need to go through that, like, that switch, don't you? It's like a turning point. And I mean, obviously you're the expert in this more than I am, but like, there is like this turning point where you just go, no, like, actually that was wrong. This is what I've learned from it. And now I'm going to like push forward, and I will make sure that no woman will ever be, not in my, like, in my circles, will always be seen and heard.
Absolutely. So 8-year-old Nikki had had a really tough time. 7-year-old Nikki had a really tough time and probably didn't believe that she deserved any type of success. But you have, like you said earlier, you were in a 9-to-5 role, and your grandma Betty told you that you were bigger than this, you were better than this. And then you created your own, you were in the wedding industry, you created a stationery business.
Yeah.
Then you still felt you weren't in alignment. Mm-hmm. What was the thing that really made you transform your life experience to lead you down this path of empowering women from the stationery designer? Because obviously most people look at when you work in the wedding industry, we all know this, how many times when you work in the wedding business do people say to you, oh my God, you're so lucky to work in weddings, it's my dream job. And most of us are like, really?
Yeah, it's because you think it's all really exciting. I tell you what, if I'd have had to have handwritten one more envelope or wax sealed like one more stamp or like ragged my fingers like tying together like stationery sweets, I honestly would have just cried. But I think that it's really interesting. So when she said that you can be more, I think we did our own wedding stationery. Like, we had so, like, I'm like the stereotypical person. I'm always like, don't be that stereotypical, but I actually am. We did all our own stuff. Everybody said how amazing it was. I was like, well, I'm really like into abstract art. I was like, there's a gap in the market, I'm gonna give it a go. But yes, being in the wedding industry is amazing, and I would not change it for the world. I met some incredible people, like I did some amazing things, like left my 9-to-5 because of it, but I still had this like feeling inside me that I needed to help people in a bigger way, not just that they've had a nice day. And as a stationer, you don't help someone in the same way like a planner would. Like, essentially you're creating some pieces of paper and you're sending them to them. Nice pieces of paper all the same, but pieces of paper. So I feel like there was like a moment where I realized that I had all these skills and I was wasting them, and that I was never going to be able to help the people I wanted to help, like women. I was never going to be able to empower them. It's like, you know, I think you have it born in you, like, yeah. This, and I don't know if it's your experiences that make this happen or it's just actually in you as a person, but I just, like, even now I celebrate all my clients' wins. I rarely ever celebrate my own. Like, I just want women to, I knew that there was more. I knew that I could help people more. I knew that I knew how to grow my business quickly. I knew that I used my brand to do that. I knew that I took down the 50-foot wall that was making me feel like I needed to be somebody else. And I just started being me. When that happened, everything changed. And I was like, there's something in this and I can help other women to feel the same. So I was like, right, I need to start doing that. And I remember having a conversation with my coach at the time. She was like, you have to stop wasting these skills and look at the journey you've been on in the last like year. Like, you need to do this. And I did, and I've never looked back. And the business has like grown and evolved and changed, and it's got stronger, and the way I talk about things has got stronger, because I believe that every single day I've got another lesson to learn.
Definitely. It's really funny, like, I've been on a big growth journey the last, well, since COVID started, really. It all began a year ago, and one of the things that I've completely learned is that life is a lesson. Mm-hmm. And actually, as spirits, as souls, we chose to be here. We chose our parents, we chose the path, and we chose it because we needed to learn these lessons in this life to take us to where we need to go. And it's quite a spiritual perspective, but it's something that I've been able to like confirm through the work I've been doing recently through hypnosis with people. And I've seen it in, you know, in the five people who have been my case studies for my studying for the course that I'm qualifying in, all of them have given me similar things in terms of like I'm a spirit, I'm a guide, or I'm here, I'm choosing my parents. Like, it's unreal. And when I realized that, I thought, wow, I chose mine as well. And it's like, clever, great choice. No, they're great, you know. But at the end of the day, it wasn't the easiest path to take. But it's because you and I and us, we need to learn these lessons so that we can be there to serve these other people, to serve these other women, to enlighten them and empower them to also embrace their purpose. And it's a transformation that's happening in society right now, where we're all opening up to the possibilities of life and starting to live life from a completely different perspective. And I mean, what would you say is like the number one kind of step to that, to kind of really getting to know yourself and moving forward with your dream, what would you say is like that number one step?
To allow yourself the space to work out who you truly are. Like, I personally like go through a, like, and all my clients go on this journey with me because I work with them on not, I like to describe it as like the unfamiliar woman. So you're standing there and you know you've got more, but that person doesn't feel like you're ready to step into their shoes yet. So you can see her there. She's like standing right there. And like, she looks like you and she sounds like you, but she's slight, a slightly different person than you. And she feels unfamiliar, but actually one day you're going to have to take the steps to step into her shoes, and they're not going to feel uncomfy. They're not going to give you blisters. They're going to help you. Like, you're going to be that woman. You're going to embody that woman. So it's like, if there's a place, a vision, if you've got a vision for where you want to be, a vision for who you want to be, then it's about taking the steps and the actions to get there. And it's about dipping the toe in the first instance. Like, we don't need to race to the finish line. There's a journey that we're going to have to go on. And one day you'll feel comfortable enough and you'll step into her shoes and it'll be fabulous. But it's like, you don't need to put pressure on yourself. It's about understanding who you are. It's about going on that journey of who you are and then being able to communicate that with people, whether that's your family or your friends or your clients or the world even, like whatever that is for you. Yeah. It's like you dip your toe in first to who you are and it will evolve and grow. But it's a journey and you're always going to evolve and grow. Like, it's, you're not going to suddenly like step into her shoes and then be like, right, I've arrived now. Like, it is a journey and I don't ever want to stop learning. So I'm pretty good. Like,
yeah, completely. I agree with you. I think what happens with society when we're little kids and as we're growing up, there becomes a massive disconnect between the little girl who was playful and fun. And you know, she was funny and she had so much love and joy and happiness just naturally inside of her. So much, such a disconnect between that little girl and the little girl that shows up at her first day at work after she's done uni, after she's been through, you know, the school system. And that disconnect is so big. And then the more we get to know ourselves, the more that disconnect shrinks. And the more that our projection of who we think we are and who we really are comes together. And at that moment, when it comes together, it's when we step into the shoes of the unfamiliar self, which is like our goddess self, our higher self. And finally, we're there together with her and we start to join forces and be aligned with that person that we were always meant to be. It was always inside of us. It just took us, you know, 20, 30, 40, 45 years to find
to get there.
It,
you know? I find it mad. I did a bit of work only a few months ago with my mindset coach and we did a bit of hypnosis and we went back to that little girl because what I found was I'd reached a peak, like almost like a bit of a ceiling of where I could get to in my growth as a business. And we went back to that child who felt like she wasn't good enough because I was not celebrating my own wins. Like, I would only celebrate my clients and I was really struggling to take on board what I'd done for clients. I was like really happy for them, but like never like took on board that I'd done that stuff. And like, I noticed lots of like issues that were popping up. So we went back to like this younger girl who basically felt like she couldn't be herself because she wasn't good enough. Like, because it comes back to that sandwich situation and feeling in that moment like you'd not done the right thing and you weren't good enough. And it was the most eye-opening moment to actually give her permission to be like, yeah, you are good enough. And like, you were 6 years old, you weren't expected to do that, you did your best and that's enough and that's all we can do. And it was mad, like the moment where I almost like felt like I became one with that person of, well, actually you are good enough. And I felt like a giddy little girl afterwards. It was mad, like as if I wanted to like do like all like really young girl things, like because I'd finally like allowed her to show herself and not continuously let herself feel like she's not good enough. And that's what I think, what's really interesting about what you said is there's so much that happens from our past that we still carry with us. We don't necessarily know that that's where it stemmed from, but it's there.
Yeah, completely. It's really weird. I think in my 20s, I used to think, why am I not happy? What's my problem? Why am I like this? But it's like, well, actually, when you look at things, you kind of think, well, of course, you know, of course, you're not going to be in the way that you need to be. So it's like, this is it. It's all about recognizing where we can heal and grow to start creating the life of our dreams. So tell us a little bit more about what you've got coming up in the future, because it's an exciting time for you. You've broken a very tight schedule to speak to us today after I have
to I have indeed. I've got, I'm currently on launch. I've got a challenge coming up that starts on Monday. So we're in like operation sign-ups. And then my group program launches, which is really exciting. It's one of my favorite things to do. Like, I actually love it because it's like helping women that can't afford to work with me one-to-one, but then get the opportunity to build brands where they're the center of them and like get like the most phenomenal results. It's been amazing. And then I've got my book, and then I've got a mastermind called The Big Brand Theory that's coming out soon. So like, yeah, there's loads. It's like basically like March, April, May is just absolutely chocker. And I feel like I'm going to be like, but all with the most exciting things.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I have literally like today, like I was like, right, half an hour, let's do this, go.
So before we go, tell everybody where they can find you and where they can maybe join the challenge if they want to join the challenge.
Yes, so probably the best way to find me is I'm just Brand You, at Just Brand You everywhere, Facebook, Instagram. And I mean, if you go there, you won't miss the challenge because you know what it's like, Lucy, when you're doing challenges. It is everywhere. I doubt people are going to miss it. But yeah, the challenge is called Unleash Brand You if they'd like to join.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It has been amazing. And it's nice to talk to you because normally you're presenting me a masterclass or, you know, something like that. So it's really nice to talk to you on a personal level about your journey and your growth and how you've, you know, transformed your whole life. It's just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I think this is absolutely amazing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, my lovely. So if you're watching on replay, hashtag replay. If you like this interview, then please share it with your friends, your family, people that you might want to share it with, and invite them along to the World Hearted Entrepreneur. Or if you know anyone who could really benefit from working with Nikki, then do direct them to Just Brand You on Instagram, on Facebook, and get them to join her amazing challenge. So goodbye, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us.